Hey family, I love you. I hope you're blessed today. I just wanted to open our eyes to something that we often don't notice. We don't recognize the kindness that's around us, that's aimed toward us, the affection aimed toward us. We don't recognize the help that we actually have a lot of the times because we're so focused on the troubles that we find ourselves in. Silver often finds itself in a refiner's flame, and silver has no awareness of its surroundings. It doesn't have an awareness of its impurities. It only has an awareness of the heat, and it's affected by that heat. But when it comes to being in a refiner's fire, we often forget, as humans who are in the refiner, God's fire, the fire of purification, to help bring out the best in us, we forget where the refiner is. And if anyone's done anything with purifying gold or silver or fine materials, they know that you stay right over that fire and you watch it closely. You watch not the flame, you watch the silver. And there's never a moment where you do not keep your eye upon what's going on. And that's where our Father in heaven is. He is closely focused on us. His kindness is focused on us. His mercy is focused on us. The perfecting of our hearts and our minds. He is so focused on it. He makes sure that the fire's not too hot to scorch and quench us. And he makes sure that the fire's not too cold, that we would harden in certain areas at the wrong time. But we don't notice it. And because we're more than silver, because we're more than gold, we have the ability to move and observe what's surrounding us. And I'm asking you the same thing that I ask myself. Are you looking to see where your refiner is and what he's focused on? Are you noticing if you're in the right place in the refiner's hands? Are you letting him be the molder and shaper of your life with trust that he has your best interest in mind? Or are you so determined that you can do things better that you jump out of the fire and end up in the darkness? I pray that's not you, but if you found yourself in the darkness, there is hope. There is a beacon of light aimed towards you. And that beacon is the person of Jesus Christ, who sent his Holy Spirit here on this earth to set their eyes upon you and to translate you, to move you from the darkness into the light, to cause those old things that are to be not, and to cause the new things that are not to be. Are you ready to be a new creature in Christ Jesus? Because he is the place that you will find yourself in if you choose the light. I thank you, family, each and every one of you, for following me and praying with me every day. But we must stay focused as the church to recognize that our battle is not with the flesh and blood. Our battle often is with ourselves in the spiritual realms. Those principalities, those powers, and those mights and dominions that come against us. So don't be afraid of the fire, family. Fear the Lord and the Lord alone. And as I pray today, I want it to be that we would know that our first love loves us. So, Father, in Jesus' name, bring us closer into the refiner's mercy. That we would not be those that fall into sin and let the temptations and the lust of our own life lead us to be totally mixed into lawlessness and totally conformed into seduction and wickedness. But instead, Lord, deliver us into the refiner's flame and purify us as you would gold or silver, Lord. Purify us seven times over and more, Lord, that we would be found in your likeness, that we would know you. That we would face the controversies of our settings in life, and that we would face them head on, letting you be the potter as we will be the clay. And you can shape us to any use, Lord. But as we stand now, Lord, if there be any that are in darkness, I pray now by the power of your Holy Spirit, reach down with your mercies and pull them out of the darkness and place them into the light. Father, it is your goodness and your mercy that leads us unto repentance. And I am thankful for that, that you reach out into the darkest places and bring your children back into the place of pure light. Oh Jesus, you are that pure light. So anyone that is wanting to know the true light, I ask them to ask now, true light, come and set me free. Come and make yourself known to me and change me forever. If you've prayed that just now, if you've asked that question just now, just close your eyes. Holy Spirit, go. Oh, true light, one true light, go and make new creatures. Make a family of love and empower them with that love that they would be world changers. Jesus loves you. And if you just asked that, I know you just encountered Jesus. If you didn't, ask now. Listen to this again, and you will encounter the one true light. It's not the person on the other end of the voice. It's the Spirit that has united with that person. Oh, Holy Spirit, I thank you that you go now, and you deliver, and you set free the people of God. I love you, family, and be blessed.